Okay. So this one's called The Battle for the Mind. Who's involved? Well, we don't really know. At what level are they? We don't really know that either. What we do know is that the Masons say that they will be using symbols to identify themselves. And if you understand the language of symbology or the symbolic language that they use, you start to be able to interpret the symbols inside not only the government organizations, but also inside business. I'm going to stay with music for a little bit, and then we're going to move off into other symbols so that you can learn a different part of this language, the secret language. Let's look for a moment at other types of music. What about Anastasia, if you like, this girl that is so well known and famous for her music? If you were to have a look at her covers, or if you were to listen to her music, it would be beautiful. Many of us do, but many people would. You happen to understand the language and turn it over, what you'll see there is her, not only with the symbol of Satan on her hand, but also with the glasses down on the nose, signaling some insider infiltration. Also, if you look at the CD cover itself, you'll see on there is the Ankh and the sun symbol. There again, you see her with her the glasses on her nose, or just below, you know, looking over the rim of her glasses, a very important signal saying this is who's involved. What about other elements within music? Well, here in the image on the left, you see Britney Spears and Madonna, who are having a homosexual kiss on stage. Pop singers Britney Spears and Madonna, whose albums sell in the millions, share a lesbian kiss on stage at the MTV Video Music Awards, viewed by millions of people. They use homosexuality. Madonna is known to use homosexual signals, and on stage she rouses people's senses up to such an extent that they drop their defenses and open themselves up to receive certain things, which I'm not going to be able to discuss in this lecture, otherwise we'll have to do a whole lecture on music on its own. There are people that have done that, by the way, and if you need information on who's involved in rock music and why is it dangerous, contact us and we'll tell you. People like Brian Newman have done this in depth. There are people that have come out of the system and have been able to say, well, these are the warning signals, this is who's involved. What about Boy George? Well, not only Boy George, but O'Donnell, the entertainer, the rich and famous entertainer with a homosexual partner. They were allowed by Florida to adopt a child. She's pictured here with the Boy George, the popular actor and singer who starred in a Broadway Taboo. These people are somehow producing, can you call it images, which are being recognized by our young people and by our children, and yet they are not in line with what we would like to believe to be accurate or right. An interesting person who said some interesting things is this lady. As she dances, you can see her hair up in the air. She said, "There's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex. I think people should be more free with sex. They should draw the line at goats." Who do you think said that? Elton John. And here he is, or she is, wearing this dress. There are even people that have acknowledged the Sabbath, that were Sabbath keepers. This is a CD cover by Black Sabbath. And they say, remember the Sabbath. It's got to do with acknowledging what is truth and then twisting it towards evil. Prince, who was one of my favorite singers at one time, came out with this album. And when I saw it, I realized he's involved in more than we would like to know. Prince is, as it depicts here, has got the Ankh on top with a point down inside the witch's circle. And notice on the top right of the Ankh, a very slight hint of the edge of the Ankh having an indentation, and right inside the ball, representing the Baal Hadad. The Baal Hadad, pointing towards some sort of evilness in the witch's coven at the bottom, but then also representing sun worship. And the Ankh being the symbol of the immortality and eternal life from ancient times in Egypt. Let's listen to what he sings.
the savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time. So don't cry.
Listen now.
One day all seven will die.
Now listen to the demons. Basically, what Prince is doing here is singing about the sevens. Now, we know from our biblical research that seven is a number of perfection, eight being God's number, seven being the number of fulfillment, if you like, and six being the number of evil and of imperfection. He says, one day all seven will die. Well, I'm sorry, Prince. I've read Revelation. We win. Just look back at that photograph of the front of Prince's album, and there at the back on top left behind the ankh, you'll see the moon. And that's how you can see the representation of both the left eye and the right eye, the sun and the moon. What about Carlos Santana? He's got such beautiful music. What does he have to say, or where does he get his inspiration from? Well, let's ask Rolling Stone magazine what they have to say. Directly from the August 19 edition of 1999, they say, people are going crazy with the Latin frenzy and with the Spanish frenzy, but it's really African music that Ricky Martin is playing and Jennifer Lopez is playing and I'm playing. This is him quoting. In my meditations, he says, this entity called Metatron said, we want to hook you back to the radio airwave frequency to reach junior high schools, and universities. Once you reach them, we want you to present them with a new form of existence. Okay, so in his meditations, when he's opening his mind, he's dropping his cognitive defenses, there's a message that's being implanted by somebody that identifies himself as Metatron. And this Metatron wants him to take his music to junior high schools, primary schools, high schools and universities. Do you think it has reached its target market? Absolutely. So who's Metatron? All we have to do is we have to go back to the top initiates, the sages and the adepts, as they like to call themselves, and we can say, Mr. Albert Pike, you're a 33rd degree Freemason, you believe Lucifer is God, can you please tell us who Metatron is? And he says in his book, Morals and Dogma, on page 784, the password of the degree is given as Metralon, which is a corruption of Metatron, the cherub or angel, who and Soldalphon are in the Kabbalah the chief of the angels. The active and passive symbols are the male and the female. Does it sound familiar? Male, female, the chief of all the angels, the one second in charge to God, the one that fell out of heaven? Metatron, who's telling Carlos Santana that he wants to take a message to the high schools, the junior high schools and the universities, that's Lucifer himself. He might not know it. What about other artists? Let's just stick with music. Are there any dangers in the media? Remember, this is a battle for the mind. What about other artists? When people and radio stations do a survey of the greatest hit music song of all time, 90% of the time, the song that comes out above all is Queen's song, Bohemian Rhapsody. Of all time, this is the song that has touched the most people and that has been sent to number one for the longest period of time. Let's listen to what he sings about.
The rock band Queen sings about Beelzebub, a biblical name for Satan, setting a demon aside for them.
Who are they singing about? Beelzebub. Beelzebub has put an angel aside for me, for me, for me. Beelzebub is Satan. Is it possible? Queen singing to Satan? Absolutely. It's quite well known. What about hip hop? This idea of these funky men like dancing with funny little signals that they have and this rap music. What about hip hop? Is that satanic? Well, I'm not going to say it. Let them say it.
Snoop is seen at one point becoming possessed by Satan, and at another point he is seen praying next to an inverted cross. DMX, another rap's biggest artist ever, also sings about selling his soul to Satan.
It was wrong, though, but I swear, I'ma pay one day, just not right now. You hear my shit all in the street, kinda hot right now. Come on! Since I run with the devil, I'm one with the devil. And since I run with the devil, I'm one with the devil. I sold my soul to the devil, and the price was cheap. I sold my soul to the devil, and the price was cheap. And yo, it's cold on this level, cause it's twice
as it works in mysterious ways. You know, once it goes in, you have really no say about what it does to you.
So then not only do you see from the hip-hop side, but you see from Rolling Stone's leader, that Keith Richards, he says, you don't quite have control over music. Once it goes in, you don't actually have any control over what it does for you. They sold their souls for rock and roll is an example of people that have done a study on this and exposed these satanic things that are affecting our children so much. Listen for a moment if you recognize this next song. See if you know it.
I sit and wait. There's an angel.
Does it sound familiar?
My faith.
Let me just continue a little bit. Listen, if you recognize this. This is usually in our cars when we drive to work.
Where we go when we're gray and old.
One of the most popular songs in the last 2 or 3 years.
'Cause I have been told.
Let me pause it. There's a certain interesting theme to these lyrics that many people don't recognize. This song is the song called Angels by Robbie Williams. And I'd like to bring up the graphics now, or the wording. And I'm going to play the song again. Read with me as he sings. I sit awake.
I sit awake.
There's an angel contemplates my faith.
There's an angel contemplate my faith.
Not God, an angel, please note. And do we know the places?
The places where we go when we're gray and old.
Now listen, because I've been told that salvation.
That salvation.
Let's their wings unfold. These are the fallen demons. These are the fallen angels. These are demons.
So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running from my head, and I feel that love is dead.
Listen.
I'm loving angels instead.
I'm loving angels instead of God. Now listen. And through it all, she offers me protection. A lot of love and affection. Doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. And I don't want to fall. Whatever it may take. I know that life won't break me when I come to call. Listen. Now. She won't forsake me. She won't forsake me. Not God. Angels, he speaks about angels when he's lying in his bed. Angels contemplate his fate. I'm loving angels instead, because salvation will let their wings unfold. These are demons. Robbie Williams? Absolutely. Remember the satanic high priest said that the demons have got experience measured in millennia, and they're engaged in a fierce battle for the control of men's minds. A fierce battle. That's probably why we see Leonardo DiCaprio sitting in a witch's circle with the candles all around him in a meditation position. Where's this world media going? The entertainment of the world, how's it all fit together? Well, we're going to go as they do according to their symbols and find out where the people are and who's involved. Look at Viacom. Can you see the A is an A without the horizontal line? That's what's called the wedge of an eye. What about HBO, the dot within the circle? Paramount, the Masonic symbols in there are incredible. Warner Brothers with a Masonic shield. DreamWorks being the face within the moon, that's sun and moon worship. CBS, the all-seeing eye? What about Columbia, the light, or the Lucifer, the light bearer with the sun behind with the Masonic triangle? There you can see creative at the bottom, the same thing. Columbia TriStar, the one image they have of the woman lifting up the sunlight or lifting up the light with the sun behind her. And the next image, they've got Pegasus. Who's Pegasus? The god of death. You've also got Universal Studios, and you've got Prodigy Internet, and then Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Well, just that image alone, there's so many symbols inside there, it is unbelievable. It's actually shocking. You've got the Lion of Babylon, you've got the various reels, it's quite shocking. What about NBC? You've got the peacock, which is the symbol of Freemasonry. SDDS, which is a Sony digital and or dynamic digital system with a triangle, a Luciferian triangle behind it. Pegasus again, you've got the Pegasus in the stars, you've got TriStar. Do you notice this red Pegasus on the left-hand side? There was a company that had that as their symbol. Petrol company, Total, remember? Where else can we see this Baal Hadad idea, this circle with or star sometimes with a semicircle below it? Can we see this anywhere in the media? Do you remember that Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike told us that the crescent and the disc combined always represent the sun and the moon, the left eye, right eye, the male, female, the good, evil, which was the symbol of Islam? Where do we see that? Morals and Dogma told us that's what it means, but where do we see that in the media? You remember, this is what, I just want to remind you, this is what it looks like. There you have the Baal Hadad, and when the papacy takes this, or the priest takes it, puts it into the monstrance, it plays a certain sun worship element to it, and then Pope Benedict holds it up for the sun symbol to be revered by all. Well, let's have a look if we can see the Baal Hadad anywhere in high profile places, but possibly also just in the media. Pop off with me to Europe for a moment and look at the European Union Parliament in Strasbourg. Let's pop for a moment up into a satellite image and go onto Google Earth and look down at the symbol. Does it look familiar to you? Looking at the European Parliament from above? Can you see the symbolism between the Baal Hadad and the European Parliament? Can you see that it's a fulfillment of this the Baal Hadad? Well, let's just now take a photograph from the one side, as if you now are approaching it in a helicopter, say. Why does the ABSA logo have the similar type of symbol? Can you see the Baal Hadad on ABSA with the red dot? What's the red dot got to do with it? Well, we get to that just now. But the Baal Hadad on the ABSA logo, ABSA, for those of you that don't know who ABSA is South Africa's largest banking institution. You see, the New World Order has got fingers placed everywhere, but more specifically in the banking institutions. Remember Gary H. Carr said that Freemasonry controls world banking? And Freemasonry at its highest level is sun worship, and sun worship at its highest level is represented through the Baal Hadad. That's why ABSA has got a Baal Hadad. What about Vodacom, South Africa's biggest mobile cellular network? Well, guess what? The same thing. And not only that, you have the spiral in ABSA and Vodacom, you have the same thing. Spiral representing Babel, or the Tower of Babel, spinning around the dot. I remember reading this magazine, The Finance Week, and when I turned it over and I saw the front cover, it almost blew me away. Right down the left-hand side, you have all the bosses with their Masonic uniforms on, all the big boys in the business game, all the big boys in finance and in big business. And on the front cover it says, the perfect board. In other words, Finance Week is describing to you here how to have the perfect board members, how to create the perfect board. Not only are they hinting at or sending out a signal picture, what's called a signal picture of the Masonic uniforms, but right in the middle there you have the, I would assume it's possibly one of the board members or the chairman, some leading figure in the boardroom with his hands behind his back, and he's looking into what? What would that symbolize, that circle? That would symbolize the sun. And notice for a moment that the table has got a slight hollow in it. What they're pointing at here is the same as the Baal Hadad. They are hinting towards the perfect board being associated with some hidden secret insider information about son affiliation. And if you don't believe me that that's true, you don't have to believe me. But take a second and look at the World Economic Forum's logo. Can you see the Baal Hadad, how it's quietly been positioned there? Can you see the bottom? You've got quite clearly the bottom part of the Baal Hadad, and then the hint as that top circle, which would be known as the Eucharist in Roman Catholic situations, that goes around the top and then disappears. There's this hint of, why would the World Economic Forum have this as their logo? Why would they use the Baal Hadad? There must be something. What about this? FNB, First National Bank, one of South Africa's greatest or biggest empires, banking empires. A perfect fulfillment. And not only that, on their television advertisements, you'll see the sun actually coming up inside the Baal Hadad. Incredible. Kramer Media, same thing. Baal Hadad. Medipay, same thing. Baal Hadad. Even Shell, who on its, if you see it as a shell, but if you watch carefully, you'll see it's a sun symbol. When they have on their website the World Challenge 2007, you, all you have to do is look at the top left and see the affiliation of the Baal Hadad. I use this example because it's a South African example, and that's what I understand, what I know. Liberty Life is one of the biggest organizations in our country with that looks after policies and life assurance, etc., etc. As since I was a little boy, they've had the symbol of the flame, if you like, as their symbol, which already was a bit concerning for me. Why would they have a flame like the torch or the light, similar to the Lucifer? Could be, maybe not. Until 2005, where Liberty Life changed its symbol. Firstly, it put a circle around it, so that hints towards phallic worship or somehow got to do with the generative principle. But not only that, do you know what it costs to change a logo worldwide for an organization that big? Hundreds and hundreds of millions of rands. Why would they change their logo from a flame to a flame? Makes no sense. Unless you understand the insider language, or if you're sitting listening to the Chinese language, boom, you can understand now. If you have a look on the edge of the flame, there's a little hollow with a little something in it. Perfect example of a Baal Hadad coming into a business. Now, as we move towards the end of time, even they have capitulated. What about the IDC? Baal Hadad. Kula, Baal Hadad. The South African weather practice, Baal Hadad. What about Cashbuild, Twala Global, Supergroup, Citibank, Wholesome, DSTV Touch, Total, ICP, Change Partners? Now, again, I'm not saying these people are involved in satanic things. I'm saying understand the language, and your eyes and your ears will be alert to who might be involved. Take this, boom, something going on there, let's keep an eye. And this allows you to be able to see whether there are any other signs. What about Southern Sun Hotel? Interesting, they've even got the triple Baal Hadad, where they've got three sun symbols inside each other. Kwedi Technologies, the Competition Commission of South Africa, famous brands, Artekafia, the Afrikaans Cultural Heritage Society in South Africa, not only a Baal Hadad, but the sun symbol in it as well. Goldfields, Invesco, Morkels, Medipay, SAB, South African Breweries, Unison, Prosana, all of them, Baal Hadad, Baal Hadad, Baal Hadad, Baal Hadad. The number 13, there's a mystical number 13, or it's called the occult 13. 13 has got a very dark association to it. There's 13 bloodlines that are supposed to run the world. Well, there's often a mystic 13 hidden in some of the organizations and the logos as well. I'm just going to give you two or three as an example. Arby's, if you look carefully, Arby's making the one down the side and then the three as if it's a hat. McDonald's, the same thing. The Mystic 13, McDonald's, and then the M making the three. And then possibly the most powerful 13 in the world, which is Windows. One and then the three, the Mystic 13. Dodge, why would Dodge have a symbol of a goat or a ram as their main symbol? And they've hit it so carefully, so cleverly. You can see the big one and the small one inside. I was always fascinated to look at Procter & Gamble's information and see how the annual report had the symbol of this, almost hinting towards sun god, moon god symbols with these two horns. And you'll see, interestingly enough, the number of stars on there. Just look at that. Now, today, they've changed their symbol. It's no longer this god with the horns. It's now just the hint of the Baal Hadad. Go to their website. There you have it, Procter & Gamble's own main website. Up in the top left, you'll see it there. You go to the financial highlights, you'll see the sun, the semi-sun moon, and then the moon. This has got to do with sun worship within business. And these are not the small guys. These Procter & Gamble, as an example, are turning over $38 billion a year. These are big, big, big guys. They know what they're doing. Their whole layout of their web page has got these little Baal Hadad symbols all over it. What about the South African History Organization? Why do they have a Baal Hadad on it? I don't know. I just know they do. CBS News, Spectrum Visual Networks. They've got this, they're even pointing towards the one eye. And not only that, they've got the wedge of the eye missing, they've got the eye, and they've got the Baal Hadad, all inside one symbol. Women's Golfing Tour. You can go on and on and on. DP World, Blake's Mpanga, NAFCOC, Solaris. What about Sun Microsystems? Everything sun, 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 sun. And what is this thing I've been hinting about, this red dot, Regis and NCR Online? I'll get to that in a minute. You know, there's even companies like this one that's called Lucifer Lighting Company. They know what they're doing. They know what they're busy with. Pixar and Atari are two companies that are either associated with or belong to Steve Jobs, who started Apple Computers. Apple Computers? Sound familiar? Well, that's their symbol. Think different. Steve Jobs is the CEO of Apple, which he co-founded in 1976, and Pixar. Pixar has created six of the most successful and beloved animated films of all time. Academy Award-winning Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, The Incredibles. Pixar's films have grossed more than $3 billion. That's a lot of money. These are the big guys. Why Apple? Why am I bringing that up? Well, if you know what their original symbol was, it'll start to make sense. There it is, Apple Computer Company. Note the satanic ribbon with the flashing bits at the end. And there you have what they call Newton sitting under the tree. Well, if it was Newton sitting under the tree, their new logo wouldn't have a bite out of it. Who took a bite out of a so-called apple or some fruit in the Garden of Eden? See, what they're leaning towards is the association to the good and evil. On the evil side, his name is Satan. On the good side, his name is Lucifer. The official website of the Church of Satan had the Apple logo on it, saying that we are sponsored by Apple Computers. Steve Jobs is involved in things which our children, if we think about it now, Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles, all these stories, what is made possibly subconsciously being filtered? I haven't even had time to go into those studies yet. Here you have some more sun symbols. The Democratic Alliance in South Africa, Anderson Consulting, Kalahari.net, Sun Microsystems, we've said, Alexander Forbes, BP, Shell. Where does this come from? Well, you've got to always go back to the ancient times. Adoration of the celestial cow Mehet Weret, this is at the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, explains about this red dot, the scarab beetle combined with the sun disk in the tomb of Tutankhamun. You see, there's always this red dot in ancient worship of the sun. You've got Ra and often the sun god or the red dot. Do we find this red dot in business anywhere? Well, have a look for yourself. Red Dot Girls, the Elder Lesbian Initiative. Red Dot Building Systems, about Red Dot. Red Dot Radio, Red Dot This, Red Dot That, Red Dot Mics, Red Dotting Microphones. Why EPOL, Red Dot. Pinnacle Systems, Red Dot. Boardman's, About, News 24, Walton's, Trend Micro, CNA, Proudly South African, Planet Fitness, IQ Business Group, MasterCard, Virgin Active. Virgin in itself is always using the red dot. Cell C, Titleist, Kaya FM, Jacaranda FM, East Coast Radio. It's always on the media producers you'll see the red dot. Fin24, Rand Air, Salati, Absa, South African Sources, Kapersky. Wikimedia Foundation, Melrose Arch, Mail.com, Marriott, or the Marriott Hotels, City Parks. They've even got the Baal Haddad in Johannesburg City Parks. Martini, Inet Bridge, Aspen, Climatron, Christian Resource Center, Bermuda. Man, the red dot is just everywhere. Why the red dot? Chance? Well, let's continue. Has Comprex Africa, LexisNexis, Nippon Express, QDOT, National Lottery, RocoNet, Virgin Active, as I said, Rotring, Business Connection, Fidelity Investments, Life's Good, or LG, Paul Media, Absa ATM, Pangborn, etc., etc., etc. How many more do you need? You can carry on and on, even Petro SA, Caltex, God is in your hands, this is one of the Christian websites, Total, Engine, Catholic Company, red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot. But if you don't know the language, you won't know what to look for. Coca-Cola, man, that's a big red dot, Coca-Cola. And then when you go to your fill up, you'll see Geldautomat, which is an ATM in Germany. Boom, red dot. And then on the other side where you've got the actual name of the company that's selling it, you've got the Baal Haddad, Aral store. Even Benson and Hedges, there's this red dot. LG, the big red dot. Who else? What else? Well, let me continue. Ouroboros. Ouroboros is the symbology or the symbol of the snake eating its own tail. Where do we see the snake eating its own tail? Well, according to Crystal Lynx, it's a symbol of cyclic nature, the continuity of creation out of destruction, reincarnation, the snake constantly eating its own tail and giving life to itself. It's the alchemy meal as well, the wheel at least. They speak about 12 around one. It's where the 12 around one come from, meaning 12 disciples around Jesus. All these occult symbols have been included in the higher levels of the sages and the adepts of Freemasonry and all these other satanic organizations. Well, where can we see the Ouroboros? Firstly, we can see it on the stock standard papyrus. If you go to Egypt, you'll see it there. For ancient Egypt, you'll see the serpent Ouroboros. You'll even see in the Kabbalah the Ouroboros at the Tree of Life. The house of the Theosophical Society, you'll see that's their symbol. And even when depicting Janusz, the two-headed one that looks this way and that, that looks at the sunrise and the sunset, that looks at male, female, good, evil, black, white, this type of idea, there on the floor you'll see the Ouroboros. Okay, that's the background. So where do we see now in business today, is it possible we somehow see this? Well, these are just some of them that I've picked up. Azurepol Life. One of the insurance centers in Pretoria. What about Vodafone? Not only is it the Ouroboros, but it's done in such a way that the circle, the red dot, makes a number six. Lucent Technologies. Lucent Technologies, the light technology, Bell Labs. And you get everything. Bell this, Bell that, Bell this, Bell that. Well, Bell is an ancient symbol of sun worship. Baal. Bell, Beelzebub has kept an angel for me, like Queen has just sung. Alstom, what about Anthony Robbins' company? I never saw this until I came out of the New Age movement. Mercantile Bank, member of the CGD group. Trend Micro, Bentley Nevada, Order Trust, Sun International, Century Property Developments, Can West, Aspen Pharmaceutical. Just look at Aspen. You see the red dot, and there you see the Ouroboros, also making the six. Goodyear Ram, what would they want with an upside down six and the Ouroboros and the red dot? Top companies. You see, it doesn't quite matter what they want with it. It just matters that they're affiliated to it. What about world finance and big business? Because this is where it's going. We just have to look at the signal pictures that are inside our own magazines to realize that there's something going on. When South Africa made a transition from the old government to the new government, the Reserve Bank was handed over from Chris Stoltz to Tito Mboweni. And here on the Financial Mail is the image of Chris Stoltz with his finger behind his head pointing towards, as he looks down, towards the guy who's taking over from him, Tito Mboweni, with his glasses on the tip of his nose looking up at Chris Stoltz. This is a signal picture depicting who's going to be doing what in the future. These things are all planned. Have a look at that image and you'll understand. Today you find people shouting, human rights, human rights, human rights, human rights. How often do you hear, God's law, God's law, God's law, God's law? Never. Along with human rights, human rights, human rights, You get mega merger companies. You get companies coming together and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger companies, squeezing out the little guy as much as possible. Something's going on. Something is going on. The final events. I'll get into a little bit more about this, the global control, etc., in the lecture on the New World Order. Here, Bill Gates, again, is making that Masonic sign. You've got Bill Clinton, and you've got other people, big business people, again, showing their affiliation with, through just one example. And getting back to the hand signals over the mouth, like we saw earlier, the symbol of secrecy, not only is do you find that with a full hand, but you find it with a single finger as well. Reserve Bank powerless, holds bank to governance and benchmarks, etc. That's a symbol of Horus, or Hippocrates. That's the god who said that, Horus. Remember Isis, Horus, Seth, IHS, which we found in Freemasonry as well as in Catholicism? Okay, so what about Nike? Well, let's read what it says at Art Sales. It says, the Greeks, through their contacts with Egypt, had adopted the Isis image, and by the classical period, approximately 500 before Christ, had transmuted the theme into the goddess Nike. On the left, you see what the Greeks believed and in the ancient times, and on the right, you see Nike, the Greek goddess of victory. Let's leave the one image there as I show you the marketing material from Edgar's. Nike. Does it look like they know what they're doing? What about women engineered for athletes? Does it look like they are referring to the goddess Nike, the goddess of victory, the angel? Absolutely. Naspers, one of the biggest brotherhoods of all time in South Africa, the people that are still actually behind the scenes controlling things, the big boys of that. Naspers with a Masonic triangle and the sun symbol around it. NASA, corporate event staging. All these things are symbols showing what's really going on at the upper levels. And then when you see an actual article on them, like this one with Mr. Ton Vosloo, who's the chairman of Naspers, giving the Phil Weber Prize. This is the highest honor that can be given. Here it's being given to Jeff Malherbe, the second in charge, or the second chairman, a vice chairman. This is the highest honor that can be given. And when it's given with a Masonic handshake. All of these images and things that I've thrown at you today, all I've done is I've given you the first lesson in how to understand a secret language. Thomas Carlyle, he wrote the following. He said, by symbols is man guided and commanded, made happy and made wretched. He everywhere finds himself surrounded with symbols, recognized as such or not recognized. Doesn't matter if you recognize it or if you don't, because in the end, there are certain things that are happening in the world. But what does matter is once you understand that there is something going on and you learn the language, that your senses become piqued and you realize that Jesus is calling us to come together because this world is about to be taken over by some powers which do not belong in heaven. One of those examples of how he's doing that is through the cell phone industry. Not only do we see our children all day spending all day on the cell phones, but they walk around with MP3 players. And if it's the cell phone or if it's the MP3 player, if it's all in one, Satan is trying to individualize us and separate us as much as possible. See, as a congregation, as a protesting or a Protestant congregation, Satan can't really break you. Have you ever tried to break a whole bunch of twigs when you put them together? And you can't? Well, what you do is you separate them and you snap them one at a time. And Satan does this through, especially through our young people. And it's today with the cell phones as an example, and I just use Mixit, MXIT. You see this symbol one of, I don't know if this is a worldwide thing, but I know in South Africa it is huge. Join the evolution. And when just look for a moment at the symbol on top, the actual logo itself, and you'll see it there. Baal Hadad. Over and over and over again, you can see who's involved. What Mixit does is it puts all the people together and it says we can all chat together. One big mix-up of race and religion, and you can meet whoever you want to online, and bomb you. All you do is you sit on your cell phone and you can SMS each other all day long for almost next to no cost. The problem with this is that with Mixit, it is the cell phone industry is fulfilling what God didn't want at the time of Babel. Where everyone was coming together, God said, separate. Now today, everyone's coming together again, and it's not according to the will of God. You see, if Satan can separate our children away from us, that at the dining room table and in the lounge and in all conversations, beep, 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 they're busy with the cell phones all day long. He can filter some information in there which will change their focus ever so slightly to have them accept something that they previously wouldn't have. Also an interesting phenomenon which I'd like to demonstrate, and I'd like to call one of the cameramen to the front, is the actual effect that cell phones have on the body. The effect that cell phone signals have on the body. Some people understand that there's an element involved in somehow getting sick when you are involved or when you are exposed to cell phone signals. Well, it's not really about getting sick that's the problem. It's about where does it come from? Many people, when they say, oh, but cell phones are bad for you, etc., they throw their hands up in the air and say, that's a big fallacy. I'd like to demonstrate this to you and give you an example of it so that you can see for yourself. And this is something you can try at home. In fact, I suggest you do try it at home. Derek, would you please come to the front? Pass me your cell phone, please, Derek. Let me just put this in my pocket. Here's your cell phone. I'm going to keep this with me. What I'd like you to do is just turn square to me and then lift your arm up next to you, not in front of you, as square as possible. So lift it up as square as possible. Doesn't matter if you have your hand lifted up that way or down. Make a fist for me. Now what I'd like you to do is press up against my hand. I'm going to put my hand on top. Press up as hard as you can so that you can feel your own strength. Okay? Lift for me. Lift, lift. Okay? Do you know how strong you are? Okay. Now, I'd like you to take the cell phone and just keep it with your left hand. Just put it against your chest or wherever. You can put it on your foot if you want. Just keep it on your chest. Now, do the same for me. Lift up. Lift. Lift. What's the matter?
Very heavy.
No power?
Oh, very weak, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. You can take your cell phone with you. It's a simple example to explain a profound phenomenon. The frequencies that are embedded in the cell phone signal do not harmonize with the human body. And therefore, the work that you do from day to day continues at the same pace and at the same work weight as what you were. Say, for example, I had to carry a wheelbarrow from here to the other side of the stage. And I did not have my cell phone with me. And I picked it up and I carried the wheelbarrow. Imagine I then carried my cell phone in my pocket and I carried the same wheelbarrow. The weight has stayed the same. Everything has stayed the same. I have to put in extra weight in order to carry to push the wheelbarrow. And what this is doing, without people realizing it, it is making us weaker. Cell phones, the actual having a cell phone on you at all times, it drains the body of, I would say, 30% of the power, Derek? 30%? Try it at home and you'll see what I mean. Satan is trying everything that he can to cloud the mind, to make us tired. If you get home from a hard day's labor and you've been carrying your cell phone on you, you're pretty tired anyway. But if you've been carrying your cell phone on you during that period, boy, you are exhausted. How much Bible study are you going to do? How much time are you going to be able to take to focus on what the Lord wants to steer you away from deception? Hardly any? None? It's far easier to click. Put the TV on and sit and watch the game. Satan has got almost every aspect of this covered. Whether it's work or whether it's TV, computer games. We're in trouble if we don't have Jesus Christ. And in some cases, because the finger's even gone into that pie, we're in trouble even if we do have Jesus Christ, because he's twisted Christianity into sun worship as well. We're going to be looking at a later time at a lecture called The Final Confrontation. How does this all come together? Where does this go? Because Satan is, his plan is to get people under his influence. And he can only get us under his influence if we are willing, number one, to do so, or if we are deceived to do so. Each one of these things, whether it is work or sport or wealth or drugs or parties, is a distraction from keeping us from the Word of God. Number one, Satan creates distractions that are appealing to the mind, just like he did in the Garden of Eden. He stimulates the senses to make sure that we are attracted towards those things. That's why we look back at the graph, we see that it's TV, magazines, pornography, music, parties, cell phones, drugs, movies, food, internet or PCs, PC games, sport, whatever it is. Those are all addictive in their own sense, and they draw us away from the other marketing opportunity, which is that of Jesus Christ. Number two, he makes each one of these distractions easily accessible. And that's the problem. If fast foods, these unhealthy processed foods, if they weren't conveniently available, we wouldn't really eat them. So number one, he creates distractions which are appealing to the mind through which he stimulates the senses. Number two, he makes those easily available. And number three, well, from there on it's downhill. That's why the Bible is warning us over and over and over again. Gird up the loins of your mind. Gird up the loins. Protect the mind. Remain sober. Seek ye first the kingdom. Why do you think Matthew 6 says that? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. It's for exactly that reason. Even as a Christian today, I'd like to challenge you and ask you to ask yourself, am I seeking God first in everything that I do? Every thought, every word, every idea, every idle thing that we've ever done will be brought back to us and put in front of us on the day of judgment. It says so in Matthew 12, verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Isaiah 26, verse 3 explains, and it warns, it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. I would recommend that you go and read Ephesians 6. If you've been touched or exposed to new information today by what I've shown in this, it's just scratching the surface. Go read Ephesians 6 about accepting and acknowledging and receiving the full armor of God. Without that, we have nothing. Today in this world, all we can have is Jesus Christ. He's coming to fetch his own children to be with him. Satan doesn't want there to be anybody left. Make sure you're not trapped in one of those marketing programs which Satan has set up.